From Spark and Anvil and Dance Quest, this is Lift and Chapter 1 of the Dance Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The morning light came sideways through the studio windows, and Lift was already reaching. She stood in the middle of the wooden floor, a small, round and strong okapi with warm cream fur and soft stripes running down her legs, her loose practice tunic swishing as she stretched one arm out into the air. She did it once, sharp and fast, and the whole room seemed to snap awake. Then she did the exact same reach again, slow this time, arm drifting up like it was floating on water, and the room went quiet and dreamy. Same arm, same shape, two completely different feelings. "Did you see that?" she said to the empty studio, grinning at her own reflection in the dark, unmirrored glass. She didn't need the mirror. She could feel the difference right in her shoulder. The tight electric snap of the first one, the warm, slow drift of the second. That was the whole thing she loved. Not how the reach looked, how it felt, and how you got to choose the feeling. Her little tally counter sat on the window ledge where she'd left it. She picked it up and clicked it once. The small sound she made every time her body changed the way it moved. Reach fast, click. Reach slow, click. Two feelings, two clicks. And she hadn't changed the shape of her arm even a tiny bit. Beside the counter lay her worn stack of movement cards, eight of them, each one with a single word. Punch, slash, ring, press, dab, flick, glide, float. A dancer she'd read about long ago, named Rudolf Laban, had noticed that every movement carried one of these feelings inside it. Lift had memorized all eight when she was little, the way some kids memorize songs. She still whispered them to herself sometimes, like a warm-up. Left had grown up past the edge of the grassland, where her family were known for one strange, wonderful thing. Nobody moved quite like they did. Her aunties could graze slow and dreamy across a meadow, then freeze mid-step, utterly still, then break into a quick sideways dart, all in the space of a breath. "Watch how the same body moves 100 ways, her grandmother used to say, walking Lift out into the tall grass at dusk. Grandmother would take one single step and make it feel gentle, then take the very same step and make it feel like she meant business. "See? I didn't get a new leg. I got a new feeling. The change between one feeling and the next, little one, that's where the dance lives." Young Lift practiced for hours. She'd reach for a low branch as if she were angry, then reach for it again as if she were saying goodbye to a friend. Her body was small and soft and round, and none of that mattered one bit. The branch didn't care what she looked like, only the feeling changed, and she could feel each feeling settle somewhere deep in her chest. One evening, she sat with grandmother, breathing hard and happy after a long practice, and asked why it felt so good. Grandmother pressed a warm hand to Lift's shoulder. "Because you stopped worrying about how you seem," she said, "and started listening to what you mean. That's a quiet, steady kind of joy. It stays with you." Lift never forgot the warmth of that hand or the settled feeling that came with it. She was 12 the day she walked up the long road to the dance studio, tally counter clicking in her pocket, cards tucked under her arm. The dance leader, Rhythm, met her at the door and asked a simple question. "What do you know about energy and effort?" Lift didn't recite a rule. She just reached her arm out, sharp and sudden, like a spark, and then reached it out again, slow and drifting, like a cloud. "This," she said, "same body, two feelings. You don't need a certain kind of body to make either one. You just have to choose the feeling and mean it." Rhythm's eyes went soft and warm. She stepped aside and held the door open. "Welcome home," she said quietly. Inside, Lift found a workshop already waiting for her, a wide floor, windows with no mirrors, and a shelf just the right height for her cards. She set the counter down, ran her palm over the smooth wood, and felt something in her chest unclench and settle, like a held breath finally let go. This was a place where the feeling of a movement mattered more than the look of it. She was, she realized, exactly where she was supposed to be.
A quiet, worried kid named Pace lingered at the back of Lyft's first workshop, arms crossed tight. "I'm not built like a dancer," Pace said. "I'm round. I'm not stretchy." Lyft didn't argue. She just held out her arm. "Reach with me," she said. "Now, make it a spark, fast and strong." Pace reached, quick and sharp, and blinked, surprised. "Now, make the same reach, a feather. Slow, soft." Pace reached again, arm drifting down like something settling. A small, startled smile crept onto Pace's face. "You just did two completely different things," Lyft said gently, "with the exact same arm. That's the whole art, right there. Not stretchiness, not a certain shape, just choosing the feeling." She clicked her counter. "Watch, a whole tiny dance." She floated her arms up soft for four slow counts, dreamy and light. Then, on the fifth count, she made them snap, sharp and strong. Click. "Counts 1 to 4, I'm dreaming," she said. "Count 5, I wake up. Same me, two feelings. That's a whole story about waking up, and I never once cared how it looked." Pace uncrossed their arms. "Can I try the waking up one?" "Everybody can play every feeling," Lyft said, moving to stand beside Pace instead of in front. "Round, soft, tall, small. The feeling doesn't check what shape you are first. Go on. Dream, then wake." Pace floated, then snapped awake. It was wobbly and imperfect and completely real, and Pace laughed out loud, a warm, surprised laugh, hands pressed to a chest that felt suddenly light.
Later, when the workshop had emptied, Lyft stayed behind in the slanting evening light and let her arms drift down into one last slow float. She could feel it settle all through her, her shoulders going warm and easy, a happy little wiggle running down to her hooves, a proud grin spreading across her face that she could feel even without any mirror to show it. That was the thing she loved most. Not looking a certain way. The soft, glad hum of a body doing exactly what it meant to do. "Feel that?" she murmured to no one, breathing slow and light. That warm, easy feeling when what you mean and what you do finally agree. Her chest felt steady and full. "That's the whole reason I dance. And it feels wonderful."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lyft. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.